Hello, this is Courtney from Wonder in English. The Wonder in English community provides free online English lessons for students with an intermediate to advanced level of English. For the full version of this lesson, don't forget to check out wonderinenglish.com, wonderinenglish.com. Today's topic is about mental illness. Before we get into the podcast, I want to mention a few vocabulary words that I would love for you guys to listen out for and try to see if you can understand those words in the context that they're spoken in. After the podcast is over, I'm going to review those words with you. Don't forget that you can actually find more vocabulary words as well as a transcript and some thoughtful questions over on the Wonder in English website. So don't forget to check out wonderinenglish.com in order to see all of that. So the first phrase is bring something to light. The next is schizophrenia. Then bipolar disorder, bouts, angle, stems from, fully functioning, framework, exacerbate, and fling. And today's topic is going to be about mental health. So for this month's podcast episodes, I wanted to focus on things that are typically taboo in our society. And in the United States, when something is taboo, we don't talk about it. So there's not a lot of information about it out there. And even if there is, it's normally information that people access or discuss in secret, like over the internet, and not with their family and their friends openly. So I wanted to bring important issues to light and things that everyday people deal with so that we can talk about it in an outward way and so that you guys can learn vocabulary associated with the topics as well. So again, the topic is about mental health. And various studies have found that people associate those with mental illnesses to getting in trouble more and to being more dangerous or violent. I think that anytime something is not discussed in public, it can become stigmatized and it can have all these bad ideas associated with the topic. When people aren't fully educated about mental illness, they can make assumptions based off of things like dramatic movie roles, or a book, or something that's inaccurate and a poor representation of what it feels like or what it's like to suffer from a mental illness. And the thing is, it's not like mental illnesses are not very common. They are extremely common. So 2.4 million Americans live with schizophrenia, 6.1 million Americans live with bipolar disorder, 16 million live with major depression, and 42 with anxiety disorders. So that's a lot of people. 1 in 5 would be categorized as having a mental illness, and 1 in 25 have a serious mental illness. So look around you, look at your neighborhood, look at your classroom, look at the people that you work with. 1 in 5 of these people will suffer from a mental illness. So it's completely normal, based off of today's world and today's society, to actually have a mental illness. And the fact that people are scared to come out and say that they have it is very sad, because so many people do. And so many people don't actually seek treatment because they're scared of being discriminated against, or they're scared that they won't get a job, or they're scared that people will see them in a way that doesn't actually reflect who they are, but just reflects what the media says about this mental illness. And I personally know people with bipolar, with depression, with anxiety, and I myself think I've suffered from bouts of anxiety in the past. So coming from this personal angle, knowing that myself and people close to me are having these types of issues, it shows that it's a human problem. And that it's not this scary, violent, dangerous, troublesome thing that we should put in that kind of box. I think that the more open we are to talking about it and admitting that we have certain problems or admitting that we're struggling with something makes it okay for not only other people to admit it too, but also seek the treatment that they need. And this is a huge issue because 1 in 5 adults in the United States, that's 9 million people, have unmet needs regarding their mental health. So they're probably too scared to go see a therapist or see a doctor or maybe go on medication. And the whole issue of medication is also problematic because that in itself is stigmatized. People make assumptions about you if you take medication. They also make assumptions that the medication is inherently bad. But sometimes there are chemical needs for this medication. Some people are genetically born with less dopamine or serotonin receptors, and they need medication in order to find an equilibrium or balance. And this can really start from a very young age, and that's how we can see that it's possibly a genetic problem. So 50% of the lifetime cases of mental illness begin around age 14, and 75% begin at least by age 24. So this is happening from a very young age. And what it shows us is that it could be genetic, and it also could be extremely environmental, based off of the way our society is structured, based off of the way that humans are interacting with each other and how life is based so much online. But also because there may be a chemical imbalance, and maybe your parents had this. It's hard to know exactly where something comes from, but medication could be the answer for lots of people, regardless of where the issue stems from. Most people wait 8 to 10 years after they have been diagnosed with a mental illness to seek help. So most people are so scared to get help because they don't want to be stigmatized. And actually, suicide is the third leading cause of death in young people from the ages of 10 to 24. So it's a really scary dilemma that we're facing. If we refuse to talk about mental illness, depression, then suicide is a result of that. Waiting 10 years to get help is a result of that. Last year, nearly 60% of adults with mental illness did not receive medical care. This figure becomes even worse for minorities like Hispanic Americans, African Americans, and Asian Americans. They received 1/2 and even 1/3 of the treatment rate that American Caucasians received. So what can we do? First, I think we need to start talking about mental illness. And then we can help people seek treatment if they feel like they fall into one of the categories of these illnesses. So you can receive medication. You can also receive counseling or therapy. There are many different types of therapies out there. It could be helpful to see not only a psychologist, but a psychiatrist. Psychiatrists are the therapists who are able to prescribe medication, whereas psychologists are just counselors. They're there to provide a framework for how you can deal with some of the stressful thoughts or difficult situations in your life that aggravate and exacerbate your illness or your symptoms. It's also important to seek social support and further education on how to maintain whatever you're dealing with and how to keep it from progressing or getting worse. Like I said, social support is key. We all need acceptance and encouragement from our friends and family. And the more that we are open to talking about this, the more comfortable others will feel talking about it as well. And then our friends and our family will actually come and tell us when they're suffering from something. It's really sad when you hear on the news about people, for example, in Japan who are overworked and they just fling themselves off the building in suicide. This could be stopped if we really talked. Hey guys, thank you so much for staying tuned to that podcast. And now I'm going to get into the vocabulary words that I mentioned earlier and describe them for you guys. Don't forget, you can find even more vocabulary words over on wonderinenglish.com. So the first phrase is to bring something to light. And that simply means to make people aware of something. If you can imagine actually bringing something from the dark into the light, shining a light on it, it means that people can see it. So there's awareness about this issue. The next word is schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a chronic, severe mental disorder in which a person has a hard time telling the difference between what's real and what's not real. These are people that often suffer from hallucinations or delusions about reality. So they will see things that are not there, and they will often hear voices in their head that aren't real. Bipolar disorder. This is also known as manic depressive illness, and it's a brain disorder that causes unusual shifts in mood, energy, and activity levels, and it affects your ability to carry out day-to-day tasks. So what that does is it sometimes leaves you in a manic state and then sometimes in a depressive state. A manic state is when you have a ton of energy, so you'll be running around frantically with lots of activity, lots of enthusiasm and energy. And the depressive state is the opposite, so it'll be very tired and lethargic and probably sleeping a lot and not active enough in your daily life. Bouts, or bouts of anxiety. A bout is a short period of intense activity, and we often like to use this with mental issues like anxiety or depression. So we will say bouts of depression or bouts of anxiety to show that there are short periods of time in which you experience very intense anxiety or very intense depression. Angle, or coming from a personal angle. So I mentioned that I was coming from a personal angle, which simply means that it's my point of view. So people use this when they're describing their point of view in newspaper articles as well. For example, you can talk about the angle that an article takes, which means the viewpoint that an article has. Stems from, where the issue stems from. When you say something stems from something else, this means that it originates from that source and is caused by it. For example, racism stems from historic slavery. Fully functioning. So when we say that someone is fully functioning, we mean that they can live and work on their own, usually without a lot of assistance from the government or consistent healthcare professionals. So these are people that are able to hold down a job and function in day-to-day life in society, being an active member of society without much assistance. Framework. I mentioned that the psychiatrist provides a framework for someone to deal with stress. This means that they give you the tools and the steps that you need to create a way to deal with stress when it arises. So the framework is essentially that structure that's in place that helps you deal with future issues. So they're giving you the tools to help yourself. Exacerbate. This means to make something worse. Fling, or fling yourself off of something. This means to throw forcefully. So in this case, we're using it to talk about people flinging themselves off building. That means to throw yourself forcefully off the building. Okay, so that's all the vocabulary I'm going to mention right here on the podcast. Don't forget there's more vocabulary words over on wonderinenglish.com. You can also find the transcript there as well. So if you would like to read along to what you're listening to, don't forget to check out wonderinenglish.com and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We'll be having really awesome lessons there and fast English conversations. So if you want to challenge yourself, this month I'm going to be posting a really interesting video about dating in the United States with a friend of mine. So if you want to hear that interview, it's about 20-30 minutes long. You'll get great practice with your vocabulary. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day. Bye.